listening to WHAM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 12:02. Scientists from around the state and the world are talking rural science in action this week at NOAM's Northwest Campus. They are sharing research regarding topics such as subsistence and the environment, ecology, and waste management. The three-day conference kicked off Wednesday night with a keynote speech from Lukey Tobin about diversity in science, encouraging women and minorities to pursue research. And yesterday began the first full day where professors and graduate students presented studies related to Western Alaska. A total of 30 studies were discussed, including the effects of industrial mercury pollution on Chinook salmon and efforts to preserve traditional hunting methods of marine mammals in the Bering Strait and Norton Sound. The Western Alaska Interdisciplinary Science Conference wraps up today with presentations on fisheries, water quality, art and science, reindeer production, and alternative energy and conservation. A full schedule of events is available at nwc.uaf.edu, or you can call 443-2201. The public is invited to attend. UAF's Marine Advisory Program's Gay Sheffield gave an update on the sick seals investigation yesterday at the Rural Science Conference. The sickness ravaged seal populations along Alaska's coast in 2011. 2 years later, researchers still don't know what caused the symptoms.
There is a lot of frustration about there's not been an answer to this. And as you saw earlier, these are important to the ecosystem, they're important to the region, they're important to people, they're important to me. And it's extremely frustrating, I agree.
Sheffield says the diseased seals had patchy fur and skin sores, as well as other problems.
People were seeing seals that had odd behavior. They were tired, they were approachable, they weren't diving very well or for very long.
Many sick seals also had internal damage. Hunters found blood in their lungs, liver malfunction, swollen and reduced thymus. The disease hit Beaufort and Bering Strait seal populations in 2011. The brunt of the illness appeared on Alaska's coasts, where subsistence hunters reported over 200 sick seals. But a few similar cases were reported in western and eastern Canada and Japan. The U.S. government declared the strange seal epidemic a UME, or unusual mortality event, which allocated funding for investigation. It's the first UME for a subsistence population in the north.
We just had not seen these symptoms before, this widespread with this many animals. And when we would ask in the villages to the elders and others, nobody had seen that sort of widespread issue like we had in 2011.
Scientists say researchers have yet to determine the cause of the sickness, but researchers have been able to rule out typical seal pathogens, and labs around the country are investigating other potential causes. An East Coast lab is testing for a mutated virus. Researchers in the North Slope are looking into biotoxins from algal blooms. And other scientists are searching for traces of radiation related to the Japanese tsunami-damaged nuclear power plant. Sheffield says results so far have been inconclusive or are pending. There were fewer cases of seal sickness in 2012, and they continue to trickle down. The 2012 cases were survivors, not new cases. No cases of human or dog health transfer have been reported. Sheffield says the UME is still in effect as research continues. She says to stay vigilant and report diseased seals to the Eskimo Walrus Commission or the Northwest Campus. NOAM's Charlie Lean has been reappointed by Governor Sean Parnell to the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas in Alaska. The commission holds hearings and reviews consistency of federal law on managing, operating, planning, and developing federally managed areas of the state. Lean brings over 30 years of experience as a fisheries biologist in western Alaska. Six mushers will compete in the first ever Equinox sled dog race hosted by the NOAM Kennel Club. The teams will be traveling a total of 73 miles over the three-day race, an event that is modeled after the La Paz World Championships in Manitoba. The teams with the fastest elapsed time at the end of each leg and overall for the race win prizes from the purse, which is guaranteed at $4,500. Nome Kennel Club President Christy Selesky says it has been a while since a kennel club race has occurred in Nome. And with all six mushers hailing from the city, she hopes this will renew excitement in local races.
We're just hoping to get the community back and involved, and I just hope that it's a positive experience to grow from for years to come, and we'll have more volunteers next year and more mushers and just more of everything, and I'm hoping it'll just become a great race we can have annually.
The first leg of the race at 15 miles begins this afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Nome Snow Storage Facility on Greg Krushek Avenue. The last two legs of the race start at noon on both Saturday and Sunday at the same location. There will be a dinner on Sunday evening to celebrate the winners. Governor Sean Parnell's proposal to move up the date of Alaska's primary elections has moved one step closer to a vote. The House Judiciary Committee advanced HB 104, which would shift the date of the primary from the fourth Tuesday in August to the second Tuesday of August. The bill would also move candidates' withdrawal deadlines back in order to correspond with the new primary date. Parnell proposed the bill to comply with federal law requiring that absentee voters in the military receive their ballots 45 days before a federal election. HB 104 now moves to the House Rules Committee, which could schedule it for a vote. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $6.80 an ounce to $1,609. Silver is down 42 cents an ounce to $28.86. Zinc is at 87 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive at 12:11 and to depart at 12:56. It is unofficially 7 below at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 12 o'clock.